This scripture reading comes from 2 Timothy 4:5-8, the NIV version. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. God bless you.
Thank you, Jeff. So, let me turn this on. So, thank you, Jeff. That was a short scripture reading. There's a lot there. And we're going to tear it apart a little bit this morning. 2 Timothy is my favorite book in the Bible. There's so much in there. I like them all, but this is a good one for me. As I said, my name is Steve Carey, and as of earlier today, I was your assistant at this church, but I'm still one of your lay servant ministers, and I'm glad to have that. I want to start out with a quick story, because I always do. It settles down my nerves. So there's a little girl, and she is dressed in her absolute Sunday best. She's dressed, got a little dress on. And she's late for Sunday school. She loves Sunday school, and she doesn't want to be late. And she's running and running and running and running so hard. She's, oh, dear Lord, oh, Lord, please don't let me be late to Sunday school. Lord, don't let me be late to summer school. Sunday school, oh, Lord, please, please don't. And all of a sudden, she tripped. And she fell down, and she got up, and her tights were torn, and her dress was dirty, and she brushed herself off, and she started running again. So, oh, Lord, don't let me be late to Sunday school. Don't let me be late to Sunday school. She tripped again. And she said, Lord, I don't want to be late, but you don't have to push me. So I called this sermon Participating in the Race. I thought I'd start out talking about a race. It's not necessarily because the little girl was running in a race, but I believe the Bible in today's scripture teaches us about not only fighting in a good fight and staying a course, but actually participating in a Christian race of life. Prior to joining Rise Church, I was a consummate church jumper. Well, I've told the story a million times, going from church to church to church to church to church until I finally, found this church and loved the pastor and the people from day one. I remember that I had barely been at the church, wasn't even there a year, and I was asked to chair the stewardship committee. Didn't know anything about stewardship, but I thought I could learn it, and there were a lot of mentors around the church to help me, and I'm sure it won't surprise anybody to hear that I then, after that first year of being stewardship chair, held it for every year but one, because I'm too stupid to quit, and I couldn't get anybody to take it over except Mary Lee once, and then she didn't want to do it again, so, because it's fun. You know, at the time, way back when I did my first one, we were doing a building project during one of the stewardship, and I picked the theme of 2 Timothy 4:7, fight the good fight, stay the course, finish the race, because it seemed like a good theme for when you want something done, right? Got to fight the good fight, stay the course, finish that race. Well, that scripture certainly ended up just changing how I look at, but you keep your head in all situations, Timothy 4:5-8, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I've fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I've kept the fight. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me that day, and not only me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. You know, in today's scripture, my understanding from reading is that Paul's life has come to an end. He believes he's about to die in prison. So here's a man who went through beatings and stonings and whippings and shipwrecks and about everything you could possibly think of that could happen. You know, he's like one whale short of Job, right? And at the close of life, he states to Timothy, I've fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. So Paul then gave Timothy not only the charge of continuing the fight, but he was giving it to all of us. You know, I look at everything we do at Arise as if it was a new pair of shoes that we're running a race. Look at this. Right now we're running a race to collect soup cans. It's a race. And, you know, Norm was beating us up right till the last day. Steve, send out an email. We need more cans. Because that's the way we are. It's a good thing, right? It's a good thing. And those shoes help us in our church-wide ministry as well as on our personal journeys. And our race is not finished. It'll never be finished. You know, we've got new skills to learn. We've got new knowledge to gain. We've got friendships to make. We've got sermons to listen to, classes to take, praise songs to sing, prayers. It goes on and on and on and on. And every one of those things changes your life in a little way, and hopefully for the better. You know, it's important that we give our talents faithfully because we're always in the race. We need to continue to give. After all, God has blessed us, and the best way I can think to respond is to continue running the race. And when I say run the race, I mean participate. Time, talents, treasure. Time, talents, treasure. Participate. Fellowship. Praise. Worship. Pray. Read the Bible. That's running the race. All right? In Paul's letter to Timothy, he encouraged Timothy to continue doing the right thing. And it thanks to all of us because the only way we can enhance our personal ministries is if we continue to fight the good fight ourselves and we keep the faith. The race that Paul is referring to is our race of a Christian life. And this encouragement from Paul is powerful. Well, actually, it's not a race. It's not won or lost. And he's clear on that. He's talking about life. It's not winning. It's about being faithful. It's not a classical race because when you live your life as a Christian, you're staying on the course that God has intended for you and staying that course throughout your whole life. Finishing the race means you did it until you're dead. It's really that easy. I could sugarcoat it, but that's it. To be honest with you, I believe that Scripture is not just about living in a clean and honest and upright life, even though that's important. It is also spreading the word of Christ. Okay, so this is not, it's all, you know, we all got to do it. You got to be a good person. But you know what that good person does? That turns you into salt, right? Salt to fertilize the earth. Only takes a little bit, right? Only takes a little bit. Only takes a few Christians in the world to make it a better place. I don't know if you know this, but if there are Christians in a workplace and people know they're Christians, the behavior in the workplace is better. There is less sexual harassment. There is less profanity. There is less. Isn't that interesting? Just because the presence of Christians, it's not because the Christians are doing anything. It's not that they're like, you know, I know people think that we're like this. I'm not. I would get sore doing that. But they believe we're that way, and I'm letting you know that people know when you're fighting the good fight, stay in the course. They do. Tina and I do not go around telling everybody, oh, yeah, a Christian, go to church every time. But they know. And they know how we are, and they know the type of life we live. And we're just doing our best. I wish we were perfect people. Wouldn't that be nice? Spend the day with me. Y'all know. So, don't do it. Wow, it's like I said, it's about spreading the word of Christ. It's about using your gifts that God has given you. We don't all have the same gifts. I'd love to be able to draw. Can't. I can do this. Not very well, but I can do it. And we all have a gift. I don't know what your gift is. Maybe your gift is just giving. That's a great gift. Maybe your gift is praying. Another great gift. So unfortunately, some people believe they're running a good race when in reality, they're really just spectators kind of sitting on the sideline and watching the runners go by. I want to read the scripture again today, but you guys who know me know I like to read things from the Bible version called The Message. 2 Timothy 4, 5 through 8 through The Message. You're going to find that there will be times when people have no stomach for solid teaching. They'll fill up on spiritual junk food, catchy opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase mirages. But you keep your eye on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive and do a thorough job as God's servant. You got to take over because I'm about to die. My life is an offering on God's altar. This is the only race in life worth running. I've run hard to finish, believed all the way. All that's left now is the shouting. God's applause, depend on it. He's an honest judge. He'll do right, not only for me, but by everyone eager for his coming. You know, and although that letter was written to Timothy, it's pretty obvious it was written for all of us. I find my own story habits revealed in this scripture, all my old excuses for being a spectator. I spent so much time sitting on the sidelines, waiting for my business to settle down, waiting for my children to finish school, waiting for this, waiting for that, and then I'll do it. Then I'll go. Then I'll start. Then I'll try. You know, you see, I was, or at least I thought I was fighting a good fight by doing the right things. I thought I was staying the course because I continued to do the right things. But I was never going to finish the race because actually I wasn't really in it. I just thought it was. I was simply an onlooker. So what do you got to do? How do you get in the race and do that? Well, to finish and win, you got to show up and qualify for the race. So first, you got to hear the gospel. All right, step one's good. The gospel is that good news about Jesus, which is proclaimed or preached. The word Christ refers to Jesus, the anointed one, and the anointing that he is anointed with. So you have to show up and hear the good news about what Jesus has done for you. Also, to qualify, you must receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What does that mean? Well, the word in the Hebrew language means eternal God. And in the Greek language, it includes King, Supreme Authority, God, Master, Savior, the one that saves, frees, avenges, defends, delivers, preserves, rescues, and provides salvation. Then you look up the word salvation in Hebrew, and that means liberty, safety, deliverance, and prosperity. And in Greek, it's rescue, safety, deliverance, and health. Wow. So to qualify and receive Jesus as your personal God and King, as well as the one who saved you, delivered you, healed you, defends you, and preserved you. So you have to accept that. You got to do that. And you also got to participate, not just be a spectator. So you got to show up to the starting gate. Jesus is the Alpha, the Omega. He's the starter and the finisher. Because Jesus knows the beginning and from the end, and because he is the beginning and the end. He was there for in the beginning, and he will be there at the end. His plans for you began at the very foundation of the world. So you can't go down bleachers to get saved. Paul says that as a Christian, you got to run the race, and you got to participate to get a prize. And to finish and win, you've got to be built up and properly equipped. And you first need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you need to know what the Bible says. And when it comes to the Bible, there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity. Ignorance, people perish for lack of knowledge. Not knowing is ignorance. Stupidity, though, lack of knowing but not doing, that's stupidity. Just so you know, that's stupidity. To finish and win, you need to be discipled, to know what God expects from you and to learn what God's vision is for you. To finish and win, you have to start the race. Hebrews 12:1 says, there is a race set before us that we are to run, and you have to move forward and keep moving forward. But how do you run the race to finish and win? 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, do you not know that in a race all the runners win, but only one gets the prize? So always run as if you're trying to win the prize. So how do you do that? Well, 1 Peter 4:4 says, don't be distracted. It said, they are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless, wild living, and they heap abuse on you. You have to refuse to be delayed in running the race. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such great of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You have to refuse to be detoured from the track. Galatians 5:7 says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? And never forget that others are watching. Because you're in a stadium, right? You're running a race in a stadium, so people are watching you run your race. Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The Greek word for race is stadion, which is where we get the word stadium. Paul uses this word, telling us that the running the race of faith puts us right in the middle of an arena where people see our faith walk, see our struggles, and watch to see if we will win our battles. That harkens back to what I said earlier about, you know, we're a light. People see what we do just by the way we live, not by what we say, you know, not by what they're perceived, not what they perceive a Christian might be, but they see you live your life and think, you know what? that's some good right living. I got to get in on some of that. So we got to always keep in mind that it's not a private race that we're running, but the race that can influence other people's lives. Therefore, we need to run our race so that it encourages everybody who was watching from the sidelines to want to get in the race. So in order to finish and win, you can't grow weary, you can't faint or quit. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will run and not be weary, and they will walk and not faint." So to win the race, you have to finish the race. And the winners of the ancient Olympic competitions, which, you know, was around when they were when Paul was writing, competitors or Olympic competitions were rewarded both materially and with great honor. And the winner of these events became revered as heroes, gods or icons in their society. And they got lifetime respect and honor. They found little dolls of these guys, little superhero action figures, believe it or not, from the ancient Greeks and Romans. But this race is no game. It's a serious competition we will ever, forever face in this world. The rewards are enormous. God materially rewards us as we are faithful to his call, but he also reserves eternal rewards of honor and glory for those of us who run our race well in this life. That's Romans 2:10. In conclusion, you like that word? In conclusion, your attitude must be, I'm going to run this race, and I'm going to finish it, and I'm going to get the prize. I'm not going to live my whole life missing out on what God has for me. I'm not going to settle for just being average. And no matter what inconvenience I endure, no matter what price I have to pay or what adjustments I have to make in my life, I'm going to faithfully run my race so that one day I'm going to get that prize. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness to us in difficult times. Please help each of us to run with perseverance the race that you set before us and to finish that race well with your help. Help us to keep the faith and the teaching that you have entrusted to us, and help us to pass it on faithfully to those in the next generation who can teach others also. We know you will be with us to the end. We know that your grace is sufficient for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.